Okay, this is LU 13-189059DZ, the Abigail Apartments, and also for the record, Commissioner Simpson has joined us. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. I don't have a PowerPoint today. We're just going to keep it real brief. I'll just mention that the applicant has worked very hard on this final package. I think a lot of long hours in their office over the holidays. The footprint of the entire east wing has been modified to create a, I'll let them go through the changes. C3 has a really good diagram in the new packet. Landscape courtyard design has been changed. There's consolidated a new lighting details. In the staff report you have before you, staff found that the east wing changes result in a better integrated form that unifies the entire east wing. We have a record-keeping note just to reflect that some of the images in the latest packet, primarily the renderings and images from the south, still show the older landscape design. But we have detailed new landscape plans, so there's just sort of a record-keeping note in there to be clear on what's what in the packet. A condition of approval that the retail sign panels, the bright sort of orangey panels on that corner retail space, are going to be removed. The applicant was proposing to do that, but they just didn't modify those southwest corner drawings. So those will be removed per their intention, and the staff report recommends full approval. I will leave it there.
Start?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. Jason Roberts with Anchor Moisson Architects. Thank you for letting us come back one more time, hopefully. We heard your comments. Like we said, we've been working and coming here quite often recently. To get this going, and we focused on the comments, and I think the things have turned out well. We're excited to present this, I'm going to try to make this brief because I think there was just a few issues. So, first of all, I just wanted to show you we didn't show process very much, but these are just some massing models showing some other ideas. Let's see. These massing models show some options where we, if you remember, this building had a notch in it that dealt with the odd shape, and the issue was the notch wasn't coherent with the rest of the design of this building. There was an attempt just to make it similar to the tracks. It felt a little awkward to us. This one is somewhat similar to what we'll show you and what you've seen. It's a little more extreme. It's kind of sexy, but it had issues that are kind of about what's over here. We had to make units that work, and there's a lot of back and forth. And let me just jump into this diagram that's in your package, sort of focusing in on the design coherency idea. This lower image is the notched version, and this is an abstract where we're showing materials for the most part. The gray represents a brick skin with vertical articulation. This orange color reflects the metal panels. And then this is the east building. This other building is the west building, just simply shown. But the focus is here. This is the new wing. Basically, this end has been kind of pulled out and tapered on the upper floors, and on the lower floors, it pulls back. This we put in the other side because one of the things we wanted to emphasize in design coherency is the use of similar forms. This was the this is the south elevation here along Raleigh, and right here we have a similar thing happening where the panels come down around this form cantilevers out. This has been through the process, I think, an elevation and a massing that everyone's kind of enjoyed, and it's been positive. So we think we really have a match with that. It's very similar. It's a little bit different, but it has the same aspects, and we meet that guideline. And also, if you can slightly see it, and you'll see with the landscape, we have gained a little bit of more space to connect our courtyards, which is, I think, a strong point to this. This is the revised plan. I'm going to let Isaac jump in and take the part where he goes into the details of this real quick.
Sure.
So, hello, Isaac Johnson with Anchor Moisen Architect. And so Jason's led you through the overall design concept. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about how it was executed then in plan and elevation. So you see here the ground floor, and I think Jason's done a good job of describing how and why we pulled the ground floor back. This allows the north courtyard and the east playground area to be connected through with a pathway. The area shown in orange there is the cantilever of the second floor above. So then when we look at the second floor, you'll see that the building comes and really, I think, resolves itself pretty well. This is a right angle here, this wall being perpendicular to the splayed courtyard. And if you go back and look at the overall plan, that is really echoing what we're doing on the south for a much more coherent and resolved design. When we look then at the northeast corner, again, the notch that we saw here before is gone. We've actually added a row of balconies to this facade, and I think this facade overall, again, is more coherent and consistent. So you see this kind of A-B rhythm with groupings of panels and balconies, and then the ground floor, the metal at the ground floor pulling back, coming along, and it actually kind of comes up the building in a bit of a, I don't know, we almost call it a zipper, you know, that is also present at the south. Pulling back then and seeing the two buildings together, I think this kind of shows how everything comes together and feels pretty well resolved with the vertical expression of the east building, the dark brick, the vertical groupings of windows played against the west building with the light brick and its horizontal staggered expression. And then finally, across to the northeast corner, you can see, you know, again, the west building and the northeast corner and its form peeking beyond. And I think actually this kind of, I enjoy these plays where you see the different angle of that form come through and probably reads a little more strongly now that there's more facade to read that off of. This is probably that housekeeping thing. We just wanted to respond to what Mark brought up about the signage panel. We were showing some areas here in the retail glass that we thought, you know, could be back painted or applied vinyl graphics, you know, something you might see like when Little Big Burger moves into a space or something. But really, that's not so much the intent of this application. We're providing these blade signs. Anything that would happen beyond that would be, you know, when a retail tenant moves in. And now we are going to kind of move into discussing the changes to the landscape. And did Jonathan make it? Okay, it appears our landscape architect's running a little bit behind, but I think we've worked with him and understood the design well enough that I think we can give you a tour of this. So we really have these three areas we're focusing on, the south courtyard, north courtyard, and east playground area. The comments we heard on the south courtyard last time was that perhaps it was a little too, I think commissioners used the word maybe barren, or too open, and wanted to understand how it worked programmatically. So here you really see a few elements. You see this area here, it's a really cool feature. I don't think we've talked to you much about it, is that we have a fire pit here. And this is actually really nice that our client sees the value of this. It's a congregation space for residents, but it's, you know, allowing a little bit more intimate grouping. And then we've redesigned this. This is all stormwater planner here, but again, to kind of create a bending bench here, a table in that landscape design. We're trying to create some kind of permanent furnishings out there, and then introducing some planters along this edge to kind of soften that edge along the glass. And if I move to a perspective view of this area, again, you see the fire pit here, the seating area, planting along here. This is where we can open up, have a set of double doors coming out of that courtyard. So there would be times where the owner might pull out some of the furnishings and stuff from that room and occupy this space for events. Moving to the north courtyard, again, I think there was some talk about really, you know, what is this space and how does it operate? You know, so the north courtyard is really much more residential in character. It has residences really on all sides with the bridge on the south, and we wanted it to be more densely planted. We have a pathway that connects you around, and we just created some much more intimate events along the way. So there are some of these bends, which again create natural places for benches to happen. There's a little kind of smaller grouping here. We're really thinking about these being, you know, one of the things we're talking about is family housing. And when we talk about families with children, it's not always small kids on playgrounds. It might be teenagers that want to get away and talk, or even adults that want to get away and talk. And so we're trying to create, you know, a variety of more public. These are probably more intimate spaces where people feel comfortable being alone or with small groupings of two or three people. And this is a view of that space. So you'll see kind of the layering of the planting. The higher stormwater planters are buffered on either side by lower plantings to kind of deal with that scale, create places for seating, and then buffers for the private patios on either side. This is actually a great view. I think when we showed you this space before, we tended to be outside of the space looking into it. And I think when you can get into the space and look out, you see the Fremont Bridge beyond and some of the conditions that you'll experience from within this courtyard. We're really excited about how it's turned out. And then finally, talking about the playground area. This was a change that came about from our discussions with you. And this is where we have the connection from the building down here with the laundry area and the playground here on the east. Again, some private patios around that area, some buffers of that planting. And wanted to give you an idea again about, you know, we're trying to keep the equipment kind of architecturally interesting and fun. Again, this is a small playground area. We're only a block or so from the larger Fields Park that has play equipment kind of on a larger scale. But you even get the sense, it's kind of fun that they added this to the rendering, but here's our fence, and at times there'll be the activity of the train track beyond. And that really concludes our presentation. We can bring up more items from the packet if you guys have questions.
Questions? Yep. Okay, great.
I have a couple questions.
Okay.
Can you explain or talk about a little bit about decisions with regards to landscape improvements on that west facade? Because I don't see anything on the west-facing side of the building that
sure,
has any context with site landscape, greenery, anything to soften that.
So. On 13th Avenue here. And I guess what we're really trying to do is build to 13th Avenue is a very unique street. It has its own standard, and so it has these raised sidewalks along 13th. And really the standard for 13th is no landscaping, no trees. We do have a little kind of planter just, you know, where it's pulled back on our property. I'm going to zoom into that on plan, and maybe we should bring up our other packet, but I could show you that. Come on. But when we met with the Pearl District neighborhood even, they talked a bit about that and really encouraged us not to do anything. They even had a little debate over this. Where my mouse is here, we have a small planter here where we're draining our canopy kind of into that planter and then down into our storm connection. But maybe that's explained it, that we're really just trying to kind of build and enhance that standard that's on 13th.
Okay. Another question was about decisions to go with a completely transparent fence
mm-hmm.
system. Bordering the north and east side?
So there were really a couple of things that factored into that decision. One was we felt like when we came to you guys before and talked about the life on the other side of this fence in terms of the planting and play area, you couldn't see it, you know, because we had this very solid paneled fence. And so honestly, it read, even though we were doing some interesting things we thought with it architecturally, it really read almost like a, you know, when you see chain link with vinyl around it, around a storage yard or something like that. So it was a decision partly on our part to open it up so that this activity, this great stuff we have happening on the other side of the fence, would be visible beyond the project. One of our thoughts also originally was to try and use that fence to mitigate some noise from the train. And the more we got into that, the decision we really made was that it was more effective for us to mitigate that noise at the building wall. So we were okay with the noise. The difference it was going to make to the exterior environment wasn't very big. And so our real concern was, keeping it as quiet as we could for residents in their bedrooms. And we decided ultimately it was more effective to do that with the windows or, how we constructed those walls.
Yeah, I mean, at first, for me, it was an initial, two extremes. The first time was complete opacity. Now we have complete transparency. And I think we talked about ideas with regards to portals, allowing places where you can see through the barrier, and then you still achieve your sound abatement. You still block off a lot of what would be undesirable views out of under those track areas. So I was just curious how you went through that, whether budget was an issue. I know do custom fencing or walls with portals and things like that, it starts to add a lot of premium dollars to it.
It'd be fair. I didn't mention that part, but it budget was also a consideration that the fence we had designed was, honestly running about a $50,000 premium to the budget we had started the project. The fence we're proposing is really very similar to if you go down just the other side of Union Station. I don't know if they call it the yards, but beyond that more recent project, I think OTAC was the architect, where it's just, in our mind, it kind of becomes a little bit of a non-entity. We're trying to do kind of a clean design, but really that the fence we'd like to kind of recede, if you will.
Well, there was also, wasn't there a conversation about the remnant parcel across the street and what that could become? And if that were to become some sort of open space, like having views out to that would be nice.
Yes.
Blocking off views from their yard. So there was a kind of an urban design argument for the transparency of the fence as well.
And was there a conclusion about the developability of the lot to the north? Because that's my last question, was the diminished window penetrations in the north facade on that west building. It seems like there's a lot of lost opportunity for views from those units, as the units on the east building have that north view. You can see the contrast, and I'm wondering what led you to those types of design moves.
Let me go to an overall. I mean, that's probably as good as any, and we might have a better view if we change it in the packet. But honestly, it's probably anyone's guess what might happen there to the north. And we've talked about. We felt our charge was to set the backdrop to be a participant in the possibility of these spaces being kind of successful urban spaces. I think we've always, in terms of the two spaces, we've imagined a hierarchy where, this space here, with conversations we had with you guys about 12th Avenue, which, terminates a block to the south, about how this is really terminating a long vista and it's adjacent to the Fields Park, so that one could imagine something more public happening here. And again, this is speculation, but that's a little easier to imagine. Up here with Xavier doesn't really kind of, it's not the same sort of continuous street. It kind of goes under the freeway and stops and starts. It doesn't have that kind of intact character that you find on 12th. It's also, this 13th is going to come up here and turn. It probably won't really continue any further past this point, but I guess we can only guess what sort of building forms might be generated there. Another kind of practical reality is this is our parking ramp right here. So, and I think we've talked with you all about that, about what made the most sense, and we felt it was, less disruptive to the to this idea of the raised sidewalk to get it all the way to the far end rather than kind of have to chop this sidewalk up midway, so that when we look at that elevation with you, I'm going the wrong way, on the north end, down here at grade, this is really, you know, the garage entry, and these areas here are the metal louvers that we're using to draw fresh air down into the garage.
So are those horizontal windows on this face, is it the bedroom?
These windows along here, these are, yeah, this here, that is a bedroom window, yeah.
Okay.
And one thing about these units is the bedrooms are really, they're sort of minimal bedrooms for affordability. So if you have a big window on each side, you kind of pick if you have a corner bedroom. Otherwise, you don't have a bed wall. So that window, I think that'll be a nice room. It'll have a window above the bed on one side and then a big window looking towards the east, it would be, with probably a river view. But if there's a living room, it would probably have two larger windows at the corner.
Okay, thanks.
Other questions that have come up? Okay, great. Well, we have seen this project a number of times, and there have been some fairly significant changes that have been made since the last time we saw it, some of them more along the lines of tweaks. So I just want to go around and sort of get everyone's opinion on where we're at, and maybe a sense of where you're going to vote. So if I can start with Commissioner Kaiser. Great.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for coming a few times. And I hope you do agree with what you said, Jason, that it's improved as a result, because I certainly think it has. And I think you guys integrated all of our comments extremely well. And I think as a result, the product is really great. I think the so thank you very much. I think the structured nature of the west building as it, and now the with the courtyard kind of acting as the mediator between the playful nature of the east building and it has it as it interacts with the train tracks is great. I think it goes back actually to the strength of your original partee, and I think when the project kind of deviated from that, it came back to it, and then it was successful in the end. So I think nice work on all fronts. I like the variation in the facades as you go around the building, and it's done in a way that isn't using a million different materials, but actually articulation of the same kind of group of materials, I think is done really well. And a lot of interest in the different spaces. I think the north and south parts of the courtyard work really well now. So I really appreciate that. So thanks for coming back, and I'm in full support of the project. Thanks.
Mr. Keltner?
Yeah, I echo everything that Ben said, and I especially, it looks, the result looks really simple and elegant, I mean, which I think was the goal, and you did it, and I know how much work that takes to get there. To get something simple like that takes a lot of work, and I just want to commend you for that effort, and I think it's just a phenomenal project, and I thank you so much for being so responsive. It's really successful. Yeah, thank you.
Great.
Yeah, ditto that. I think the moves you've made are really impressive. The skin of the building is so much more simplified and so much more elegant, I think, because of that. And the form and massing tweaks that you've done, I think, make a lot of sense. I really appreciate the hard look you've taken at the site and really listening to us about the moves you've made, and I think you've hit it out of the park on that. I really like it. I do have a little bit of hesitation on choice with the fencing. I think there's a better solution that provides portals and opportunities to see the world beyond the fence, but still achieve some screening, some noise, some, you know, the dirt and dust that's going to kick into that space with an open fence. I just, you know, that would be something if I was on the design team, I'd question and probably try to, you know, push forward. But other than that, it's a great project. Looks great. Thanks.
Okay. Commissioner Stebner?
I want to echo and reinforce what's been said. I think we've turned this into a piece of architecture, I think that is very commendable. I think at first it had a lot of colors, a lot of materials. And that's not architecture. This is architecture. So I'm pleased that you did that. I think been a lot of work in landscaping to move it along to make a place. I think this is a home for people to live in, which I think will be wonderful, as opposed to a bunch of drawings. We really actually kind of elevated the notion of community living here. So I've been pushing you on the lighting, and I appreciate the information you provided in this package. I still think there's no light in that entrance closet, because it's going to be either shielded by the trees or it's downlights, but you guys will look at that and figure it out. But in any event, thank you for listening, putting up with us, and continuing to come back, because it's a much better project than it is to. And my compliments to the developer who stood with us and went through the process. I know it wasn't easy or what you would have liked, but I think everybody's for the better. I hope you feel so too. Thanks.
Thank you. Commissioner Hansen.
Thanks. Well, I wasn't here for the last presentation, so I probably don't fully appreciate where it was then and where you are now, but going through this package and hearing your presentation, I'm in full support of the project. Thanks.
Great. Thank you. Okay. Well, thank you again. I will reiterate what my fellow commissioner said about working through the process. I know that it was really challenging at times, and there were some tense moments, and it's obviously not always easy to go through this process, but I feel like we have arrived at a stronger project, and I want to echo the comments about the execution and the rigor of the materials that you've selected. I feel like it's really coalesced into a very cogent project, and I think it's looking really great. I think the outdoor spaces will work better the way that you've laid them out. I think you've made some really major moves, you know, that have come through the evolution working together on this. And I hope that, you know, that's my opinion, that I think they're going to work better. I hope that your residents use them well. I want to acknowledge Commissioner Simpson's point about some of the portions of the fence. I mean, I think there could be some issues with the transparency, although I do think that as you turn the corner, that view to that remnant piece of property is important. And the success of that property is going to hinge on its relationship to the things across the street from it, whatever it ends up being. And so I think it's important that your project be open to having some sort of relationship with that piece of land and whatever it ends up doing. I think this is a really high-quality project and that it should really add to this neighborhood, and I'm excited to see it get built. So with that, I'd like to call for a motion to accept the staff report.
I'd like to make a motion to accept the staff report as written, recommending approval.
Okay, great. A second?
I'll second.
All right. All right. Commissioner Savinar yields to Commissioner Simpson. Paige, can you call roll?
Yes. Ben Kaiser?
Aye.
Dave Keltner?
Aye.
Jeff Simpson?
Aye.
Pat Savinar?
Aye.
Dan Hansen?
Aye.
Aye. Congratulations. It's unanimous. Good luck with your project.
Thank you.